With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
And now, LB.
Don't you hate pants?
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by New England's hair loss experts, Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR or go to hairdr.com. The Leprechauns chase banner number 18 tonight in game 1 of 82 at the Garden. Smart, Horford, and yes, Gordon Hayward and company are ready to roll. Yeah, I said Hayward.
Definitely a little bit different. For sure, a little bit anxious, a little nervous for it. It's been a year since real basketball, so like I said, just a little bit nervous. I think that's natural, though, and once you get out there and you get your blood flowing, you get up and down the court a couple times, that'll go away. But just looking forward to being out there. That's a big step for me, like I said, about in the preseason, too. Being out there on the floor after what happened is a big step. So,
Coach Stevens is only going to let him play 25 minutes per tilt after last year's broken leg and ankle, a completely very serious and nasty injury. And the other TNT doubleheader for opening night, Golden State has Oklahoma City. Tip-offs are 8 and 10:30. Oh, and Celtics guard Terry Rozier turned down Danny Ainge's offer of a rookie extension for $12 million per. Do you think so? Mm. He's a free agent. Yeah. He's going to make like $25 million per.
What do you What do you think of the Celtics' chances this season? I mean, they gotta get back there to the finals.
I believe it.
This is their year, right?
Yeah, all the experts, the geniuses, are picking the Celtics to get to the NBA championship.
To get to the championship this year, this will be it.
All right. It's gonna be exciting. My Bees have rolled off 4 W's and have Calgary, Edmonton, and Vancouver Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday up in Canuckville this week. ALCS. Sox Stros game 3 series 1-1 first pitch 5:09 out in Texas where everything's bigger. Nathan Eovaldi has Houston ace Dallas Keuchel. Chris Sale out of the hospital dealing with some sort of bug. Skipper Alex Cora.
He's out of the hospital. He'll be here with us tomorrow. Everything is fine. So we'll see how he feels physically. Then after that, we'll decide what we're going to do. Everything I heard, he should be fine. And just a matter of him to show up and we'll talk to him and see how he feels physically and go from there.
So do you believe, Mr. Baseball, that Alex Bregman has awakened the sleeping Red Sox giant by trolling Eovaldi on Instagram with videos of those guys hitting dingers off him when he was pitching for Tampa Bay this season? Yes, you think
absolutely.
So?
Did you see how Eovaldi pitched against the Yankees? He was a man fire.
Yes.
I hope he keeps that gritty attitude going. It's going to be magnified now that that's happened.
Yeah,
I think.
You don't get a lot of trash talk in baseball, so I like it, LB.
Yeah.
I mean, it's I kind of like
stuff.
It.
Good stuff, stir the pot. The Brew Crew are halfway to the World Series, up 2-1 in the NLCS after stuffing the Dodgers last night. 4-0 in L.A. Game 4 tonight in L.A. It is a 9:09 first pitch. Monday Night Football, Packers 49ers, minute to go, tied in the fourth. Aaron Rodgers marches the field with no timeouts. Mason Crosby redeemed himself.
With so many pressure kicks, and now this. 27-yard game-winning field goal for the veteran.
Yeah, you got to love it. 33-30, Green Bay. He missed 5 field goals last Sunday. So he said everybody had his back all week. So, he's back on top. Green Bay 3-2-1, San Francisco 1-5. No Jimmy G. He's battling that bum knee. Rest in peace, Microsoft co-owner, Seahawk and Trailblazers owner Paul Allen. Lost a 10-year battle with cancer. He was 65. Allen and Bill Gates founded Microsoft in 1975. God bless. Thank you for changing the world. I'm LB. That's an AF Sports Minute.
All right, LB. You're still on the Windows. What are you on, Windows 81 or something like that? What are you?
Guy, iPhone 2. Pot kettle.
That's what you're still on over there. All right. It is 7:09. And we're going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back at 8. So leave one of those right now on any topic. The Hill Mail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. Leave a voicemail message now, and we will play your voicemail messages back at 8. Before that, though, at 7:20, there is a parental crisis to talk about, and that is the tool that a son discovered in his father's toolbox, and he had no idea what it was.
Oh, God.
And the father had to have a bit of an awkward discussion to explain exactly what that tool was in the toolbox.
Oh, no.
So we'll get to that, and we also have to get to the latest Kanye rant.
Oh.
Which our vice president of audio services, Mike Brangiaforti, was telling me this morning means he needs to get back on some kind of medication or something like that. So we will get to all of that coming up, and also Nancy Know-It-All. And a quick reminder that on tomorrow's show at 8:30, it is Ask an Attorney, your chance to get your legal questions answered for free on this show. And Larry the Lawyer will be here at 8:30 tomorrow. And on Friday, not only will we be presenting LB's Greatest Moments of the Week, but we'll also have for you the 10 greatest moments that have occurred in this studio here at 20 Guest Street, because we're moving to new studios down the road, and we'll be broadcasting from our new studios on Monday. So on Friday's show, we will assemble for you the 10 greatest moments that have occurred on this show, in this studio, over the last 18 years. And today's Hillman Morning Show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to echostore.com. Well, it's been one of the worst driving mornings in quite some time, cluster F-wise, and I believe that Mickey is joining us now on the WAAF phone traffic force, not to be confused with the Space Force, with some kind of a report from his vehicle. Yes, Mickey.
Yes, I'm an 18-wheeler out here on 90 where we're inching along. I made it past the state police barracks and 84, and now I've actually got by the rest area in the last 30 minutes.
So,
but the wrecker just passed me in the breakdown lane. So I think we're going to be out here a while longer.
So that's
it's like the biggest convoy I've ever been in.
Oh, don't say convoy. Don't do that to the listeners, Mickey. Don't do that to the listeners. What? Which way are you going on the pike?
I'm eastbound. I got into it right at the 84 junction and 20 there.
Yeah. Are you eastbound and down?
Eastbound and down.
Eastbound and down, Mickey. All right. That's from that truck fire. There was a truck that caught on fire on the pike earlier this morning, and that has caused massive, massive delays. All right, it is 7:23, and today's weather brought to you by Nissan Intelligent Mobility. It is going to be sunny, and the high today is going to be 57. It is 46 right now, and it's a great day to enjoy a ride. Nissan can't control the weather, but Nissan Intelligent Mobility is technology that is changing the way you drive forever. It's time to enjoy the ride and upgrade to Nissan Intelligent Mobility, technology that moves people. Go to NissanUSA.com to learn more. Now, in the office this morning, you were telling me that you had a parental nightmare that you wanted to discuss this morning, to something you saw online.
Yeah. Have your kids ever discovered something that was potentially embarrassing to you, like around the house, maybe something you had hidden or forgotten where you put it?
No, but I am reminded, I don't think so, but I am reminded of the story where I discovered the massive stack of my late father's Playboy, Hustler, and We magazines.
Oh, We.
And my my marvelous mother, Mrs. Susan Hill, very quickly covered that up by saying that they were left there by the previous owner of the home when we moved in.
Well done.
And,
Mrs. Hill.
Wasn't that a great answer? Just a great on-the-spot answer, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, just... That's like Elizabeth Warren finding the DNA guy to say that she's one millionth Native American. What's the story?
Story is this guy posts a picture in a Reddit forum and he asks if anyone can help identify these two things that he found in his dad's toolbox.
In his father's toolbox.
Yes.
Okay.
So they look like kind of like screws inside little clear tubes with like a black twisty cap on the top. They're maybe about, I don't know, half the length of your finger, you know, an inch and a half, to depending on your hand size. So the guy asked if anyone could help identify what these little things were. Turns out a whole bunch of people knew. And unfortunately for him, this is seared into his brain forever. They're basically like a kind of a fancy nipple clamp.
Oh dear!
Yeah, like BDSM toys.
Were they identified by a bunch of swingers from Hingham, or like who were the people on the Reddit forum that identified them? So, I would assume that's the moment where you put that back in Dad's toolbox, and you never mention that to Dad again, right?
Yeah. Mm. Now, if you look at the Amazon listing for this particular item. It says that they provide powerful suction capabilities, and the description of the product also notes that they're very discreet. Obviously so discreet that most people wouldn't know what they were if they just saw them, and this guy thought he could hide them in his toolbox.
I wonder if he used them for some household project that he had to do realizing that he had touched them, and he had to wash his hands immediately.
Dad's in the garage again.
Oh, no.
I know. No wonder Dad likes to spend 4 to 5 hours out at his... his toolbox area out there, his workbench out there.
Yeah, it's real handy.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, "Our kids found my wife's adult toys under the bed when we moved."
Ooh.
Well, you can explain those away.
That happens a lot, though.
Yeah.
What's this? Don't worry about it, Johnny. Just give it back to Mommy.
Right. It's a massager for my back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can I use this term? This is a 617 text, which says, I found our 2-year-old using anal beads as jewelry. Well, it was Halloween. Halloween's right around the corner.
I mean, that would look like that.
The retrieval finger hook at the end? Oh, that is good stuff.
Boy.
I hope you disinfected him after you used him.
Serious.
These kids get into everything.
This is a 781 text from a woman who says, my son found, of course she has to include several descriptors when she's in this text, but my son found my long purple toy in my closet and I told him it was a shoe stretcher.
Sure is.
That's code.
Those go in Daddy's wingtips.
Good one.
Oh my god.
So did I'm assuming that this was an older child who went on the Reddit forum.
Yeah,
so
an adult child. So older adult parent. That's even worse.
Well, that's when the guy has probably been waiting his whole entire life to experiment with nipple clamps, and he finally does it in the garage in the privacy of his own home, and somebody's rifling through his nipple clamp box and outs him to everybody on Reddit for crying out loud.
Did he always think the leather zipper mask was some kind of safety thing he'd wear when he was out there, you know,
when he was welding,
doing woodworking?
Oh my god, let's see.
That's outstanding.
When we moved, here's a 781 text. When we moved, my in-laws were helping us, and someone found my wife's toys, and nobody would ever confess because they had been thrown away. So I'm guessing the mother-in-law found them.
And threw them away.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's given up on sex.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, same thing happened with our 5-year-old daughter. and we said it was the dog's toy.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, that's good.
A good, yeah.
That's a good one.
The dog's toy.
And you
got
to rehide it.
It's a really expensive dog toy. And it charges. It goes to music.
Yeah, you got to rehide it because then she'll grab it and give it to the dog.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's a texter who said, my three-year-old at the time, this is a 617 text, my three-year-old at the time found toys in my wife's closet that I had never seen before. Needless to say, I filed for divorce the next month.
Well, why? Wait, she's probably just using them by herself.
Yeah.
Don't assume there's another party involved. Maybe you're a prude.
Yeah, wholly insecure.
Right?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Would you rather have her out there sitting in the Adirondack chair waiting for an invitation?
Holding the box of toys?
Let's see. My friend and I found VCR tapes that he thought were his baseball games as a kid.
No.
And when we played them, it was his mom and dad and their sex tapes. Oh, my Lord. Wow.
That's outstanding. Yeah.
Excuse me, Greg.
My father-in-law, listen to this, 774, what?
Daniel, can you take the picture of the nipple clamp off the screen?
No,
no, it's bothering
me. I want you to look at it.
I can't focus.
My father-in-law, here's a text from a woman. These stories are great. My father-in-law was helping my husband and I move into our new home, and he picked up a box that had my sex toy in it, and I can no longer look him in the eye whenever he comes over to the house.
I don't understand why, when it's adult to adult.
Well, it's embarrassing if it's your in-laws. If it's your father-in-law, are you kidding me?
Wait, but his wife uses one.
No, it's...
I hope not.
I don't want to think about that.
Helen needs the lube.
Come on.
Let's see. Here's a text. I will never forget putting laundry away when I was young and found a Playboy magazine in my father's sock drawer.
That's a classic.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people texting in who found magazines back in the day that their dear old dad had. Yeah.
My grandparents used to have this like magazine rack on the... We lived in a triple-decker in East Boston, so you have like the porch on the side, the indoor porch.
Sure.
So they had a stack of books and magazines, and at the very bottom was this Playboy that like my mom and her sisters had bought for my grandfather for his birthday gift. But it was like this big celebrated thing, and then it was like, oh, we got him a Playboy. It had Sophia Loren in it. And I remember like every once in a while I'd sneak up there and like break it out, and I'm like, what is this?
508 text, we were moving my brother-in-law into his new apartment with his new girlfriend, and his mom was carrying a box upstairs to the bedroom, and it started buzzing and going off. You got to remove the batteries when moving to a new to a new location. This is Mike on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Hilldog gives new definition to Snap-on tool.
Yes. The nipple clamps in Dad's toolbox does indeed give new meaning to that.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Last week, 978 text, I was in the shower, and my three-year-old came running into the bathroom and screaming, wait a minute, can you back that up? Of course, now all of these text messages are rolling in like crazy.
Tell me how far. That's what she said.
Right there. It's right there at the bottom. And screaming, Dad, look, it's a rubber foot, while shaking it violently, shaking it violently in the air.
Oh, my God.
Here's a text. I'm a guy, but as a kid, I was the neighborhood babysitter. And when I was babysitting one time, a neighbor's dog came downstairs with a bone in its mouth. It was not a bone in the mouth. All right. Well... Danielle was talking about this thing that she saw on Reddit where a guy was asking what a certain tool was that he found in his older father's toolbox, and it turns out that they were nipple clamps. And
nipple
so
suckers.
He will never be the same. Let's see.
That's exactly the noise he made when he found them.
My wife and I went on our honeymoon and came home to her aunt that told us your grandmother stayed in your room and we heard your toy going off in your nightstand, so I shut it off so it wouldn't disturb her.
Oh, God.
Well. That went a different way than I thought it was going to go.
Let's see. One of my friends borrowed his father's camera and took pictures of his wife topless when she was pregnant. He forgot to delete the pictures before he returned the camera to his dad.
Oh,
I'm sure that was a thrill for the father.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bonus.
All right. Well, it can be. I mean, I like some of the things that people come up with as what the actual item is.
Right. Yeah.
The description on what the actual item is, I think, is pretty good. We're going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back in about 25 minutes, so you can leave one of those right now on any topic. This is Ron on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Ron?
Morning.
How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Yeah, sitting on traffic on 95.
Of course.
Yeah. I got two things. One, I was probably 8 years old, and we tore down the garage at my house, and in the wall was a penthouse and a Hustler from 73.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Collectibles.
Oh, yeah. I held on to those for a while, and then the UPS guy came to the door, and classic, my dog had my aunt's underwear hanging out of his mouth.
Where's the one about my boyfriend made a video of me? Oh, my boyfriend made a video of me and then gave the phone to his friend's son without erasing it.
God, see, that's this is like why LB and I say don't do it.
Yeah. That's like a crime, I think. That's like disseminating to pornographic material or something like that. Here's somebody who says, I used to do house cleanouts after people died, and we ran a service that would look for this stuff before the family got into the home.
Oh, nice. Oh.
So that there was no shock on the part of those that were grieving over the departed.
What a great idea.
Yeah, I know that is. That is. Here's a text that says, a friend of mine, now we're on to just sex toys in general. Friend of mine left her toy at a resort in the Caribbean and called them and made them ship it home to her.
Do you know how much some of these things cost?
I know, but that would be somewhat of an awkward phone call.
Yeah, you're not going to see these people, so what? I left something in my room. Blink once if you know what I'm talking about.
Let's see. 43-year-old female here. When I was 12, I found nude Polaroids of my parents that they had taken of each other.
Oh, the Polaroids.
Oh, my.
The box of Polaroids.
Right. But that lighting was great.
Did you sit down and go through them all one by one?
I used to be a nanny. Here's a 617 text. And the parents got a package from Amazon. I let the older boy open it and found anal beads and a sex toy. Okay. I had to text the mom and tell her that the other son opened it so she didn't think I did.
Yes.
that's a tough conversation.
Oh, yeah. Here's a text that says, walked into the playroom the other day to find the kids blowing condoms up like they were balloons.
I hope they were the non-loon kind.
That happens a lot.
That's like
flying out of my hands.
That's so alarming. Also,
my cheeks hurt. That's not why.
Yeah, that's single parent incident.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I don't think we have time for Nancy Know It All right this second.
Okay.
We will. We can get to that. I want to get to the latest ye rant. Is it ye?
Yay.
Yay.
Yay rant. Yeezus, Kanye, yay, whatever
his name is.
I want to get to that And then we'll get to Nancy Know-It-All on the Hillman Morning Show. Before the break, we were talking about a Reddit forum that Danielle saw yesterday in which an older guy had been looking through his dad's toolbox and had discovered a couple of tools that he could not identify. So he went to the Reddit forum for help and turned out that they were nipple clamps. And then we got into this discussion about things that you... or your kids have discovered that were inappropriate and what occurred. And so I got a 978 text from a law enforcement officer who says, recently on a motor vehicle stop with a fellow officer, while going through the car, I had to tell him that what he was holding were anal beads.
Oh, no.
You might not recognize them right off the bat.
Yeah, if you're not familiar.
If you're not familiar with them.
Hope you have gloves on.
Yeah. That sounds like something that should be on Live PD, which I love. Although I don't know if I'll have time for Live PD this weekend because it is Making a Murderer Season 2, the debut this weekend.
Yeah.
So
very excited.
People are busy, so they use the beads on the way to work.
I guess
so. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You hit the right bumps.
I guess so, LB.
Good time-saving tip.
Yeah. Sure.
This is Vicky. Hello, Vicky.
Hi, guys. It's Taken Vicky. How are you?
Oh, Taken Vicky. What's up, Taken Vicky?
I have a story to connect to what you were just talking about. First, I just want to say welcome back, LB.
Thank you.
If you need a nurse, you need an extra nurse, I'm around.
Ooh, hello.
Yeah, but now you're kind of nurse. You don't put out, so.
you're totally fine. Okay. So I was home alone years and years ago when I was still married, and I heard a noise in the house, and I was petrified, and it was late at night, and so I was searching the downstairs and realized it was coming from upstairs. So I called a local police friend of mine and said that someone was in my house. So he said he was coming over, and he told me to call 911. So I called 911, and while I was on the phone with them, I was walking up the stairs with a steak knife, and got to my bedroom and realized that my vibrator was going off in my bureau drawer.
Oh, no.
So he literally showed up at my house with his lights on, and it was absolutely embarrassing, and I'm still living it down. So there you go.
That is one call we have not had on Stowe 5-0 yet.
Yeah.
But the vibrator going off maybe in an upcoming Stowe 5-0, and, of course, on Thursday... Stowe 5-0 will go over all of the crimes that have been walked in or called into my hometown police department over the last week. This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? What's up, Joe?
So, kind of on the same topic line that you guys are talking about, when I was around 8 years old, I was in my bedroom, which was below my parents' bedroom, and I heard this strange noise upstairs. So I got nervous, and as a kid's mind wanders, I thought there was somebody in the house robbing my parents or beating my parents up or whatever, so I grabbed the golf club and I went upstairs and I opened my parents' door. I took the golf club because I was going to save the day, and I opened my parents' door, flicked on the light, and were my parents.
We can imagine.
Style.
Yeah, we can imagine what they were. We can imagine.
Oh, God. Well, yeah. Why?
Several texters, and this is important to note if you have kids at college.
Yeah.
Several texters have reported a surprise trip home from college.
Yes.
And seeing things that they didn't want to see when they walked in the door after surprising.
Yeah, sure.
Mom and Dad coming home from college. Hello, Jim.
Hey, good morning, morning show.
What's up, Jim?
Hey, LB, I'm glad you're feeling better. I heard you had gonococcalitis. Hey, real quick, I'm a truck driver, and 20 years ago when I started driving, I worked for a garbage company, and when you dumped dumpsters in a rail loader, they had like locks on the back of the truck so the dumpster wouldn't fly off, but once you would get at it, nobody used the lock. So I'm dumping this dumpster in Millbury, and the dumpster ends up flipping off the back of the truck and totally, like, everything in the dumpster fell on the ground. this huge pink dildo comes flying out of the dumpster, and these two old guys just sit there. I picked it up. I'm like, hey, boys, what do you think of this? They were cracking up.
I think it must happen both ways, too, if you have older kids, college kids.
Oh, you discover something in their room?
Mom and dad.
Yes.
Mom and dad.
Yes.
You know, you should just tidy an upper room.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of ladies reporting that they have been called out with regard to their luggage that is vibrating and making a noise.
Yeah.
And about the confusion that can result if it's not what you think it is, and it happens to be a toothbrush or an electric razor or something like that, and you are identified loudly, whether you're in the security line or actually on the plane, and they say, excuse me, miss, your luggage is vibrating. Can you get up here? All right. Well, it is 7:54. And today's show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to echostore.com. We're going to get to Nancy Know-It-All in a few moments. And then I want to get to that Kanye rant, the yay rant from yesterday. I do want to let Sherry mention her thanks on behalf of her family for some stuff that's gone on in the last 24 hours. Hello, Sherry.
Hi.
Hey, what's
going
on?
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
So I wanted to call. I listen to you guys. I'm a longtime listener. And so I guess you guys talked about it yesterday that the silo broke on the Cherry Hill Farm in Lunenburg.
Yes.
And my husband's family actually owns that farm. And, you know, you think it's something that will never happen to you.
Yes.
And there's been a great show of support from the community. And it's very hard to say thank you to everyone for coming out and the amazing work that the police department, the fire department, people just come in, taking the milk and cows and bringing them to other facilities because we can't milk them there at the facility now. And I just, you know, I know a lot of people listen to your radio show, and I just wanted to come online and, you know, thank everybody for all of their support that they have been doing for this family.
Oh.
And
well, that's so nice. The community, we really live in an area where communities come together and help each other. And are there things that the family needs? If there are people listening, who is any further help that people can do?
There is going to be. We're going to have to think about, you know, possibly, you know, looking. We're going to have to, you know, bring dumpsters in to take down the damaged building, and we're going to be looking to replace the barn. You know, supplies that we'll need. Some of our local, you know, builders and stuff have come out to say that they'll help, you know, rebuild if we need to rebuild and stuff like that. We've had some, you know, money donations coming in. 'Cause what happens is when they can't milk, their income has completely stopped now.
Yep.
There's no money coming in. The farmers that have taken the cows right now, the money will go to them because they're supporting, you know, our cows and stuff. So, I mean, any little thing, you know, will certainly help. It's very emotional right now. With they're just a great family, and they want to do so much for the community, and they've been like a hard rock in that town forever. And you know, I really don't know what more to say. I'm kind of nervous being on the phone, but
first of all, I hear the ice cream over there at Cherry Hill is fantastic. Is that true?
It is true.
Okay, good. I'm gonna make a trip out there once the ice cream is available. Secondly, I bet that a good friend of the show and a supporter of the Greg Hill Foundation, B.J. Harvey, and the team at E.L. Harvey & Sons would be willing to do something with dumpsters. So
oh,
if you hang on, I'll get your information and I'll reach out to those guys later on today. Does that work, Sherry?
That does work.
All right, hang on, and we'll see if we can hook you up. All right. All right. Good. I mean, we talked about that yesterday,
yeah.
But the silo collapsed.
Yes.
And luckily, I think one animal died, which was a cow.
They had to euthanize one calf, but I think there were 13 that were saved.
Yeah, yeah. And I was kind of disappointed that you didn't have cow sleeping facilities at your house. I think you need to work on that. Like, you should be able to rescue bigger animals, like giraffes and rhinos and...
Yeah, I got like 5,000 square feet out back. I don't really have the space.
What about, can't you build like a lean-to that a moose could live in if you needed to rescue a...
I'm not a manger.
Yeah.
I don't believe... State regulations do not permit me to rehab moose.
They don't allow you to
no.
do that? No.
That's you know what's a qualified person.
Speaking of state regulations, and we're going to get to Nancy Know-It-All in 1 second. This is going to be topic one when the governor comes in the new studios next week for Breakfast with Baker. This is going to be my number one topic with him. But I just saw this story yesterday. You know do you remember over the summer when the Falmouth police officers responded to a home where somebody was on something and they were shot? Do you remember that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that
yes.
incident?
Yeah.
There was a GoFundMe that was set up for the officer who was unable to work and to help with medical expenses and these kind of things. And apparently there is a state law which says that if you're a public official, like a police officer,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.